Wednesday, students at South Carolina State University received an alert to shelter in place because of a nearby shooting. Later that same day, emergency crews here in northern Utah issued a similar alert to students at Utah State University. The difference between the two? The one at South Carolina State University was real. The one at Utah State University was part of a four-hour active shooter simulation.
Move around. Oh, got another victim. I got this. Right here.
Go.
Everyone covering?
And so we want to work out these bugs in case something does happen, that we know what each other's doing, what our responsibilities are, and the overall goal is to save lives.
This is Kent Harris. He's captain of Utah State University's police department.
We're stable here. Let's move.
His crew joined Logan City and Cache County emergency response teams after a code blue system alert test was sent to students and campus subscribers through their phones and email.
When something like this happens, an active shooter, officers and medical personnel are going to be here, and we're going to have a lot of people. And so working with each agency is paramount in being successful.
USU students were told to stay away from a vacant campus dorm where emergency and rescue crews spent several hours bursting through doors of the residence hall looking for the shooter and victims in the pretend scenario. Nearby, some students stood and watched as paramedics and emergency crews came in and out of the building. One of those students was Caitlin Rindlisbaker.
I'm glad to see that they are taking active shooter possibilities serious and running these scenarios. Sadly, today it is a very real possibility. So it's nice to see that they are running these exercises and doing what they can to prepare and keep students safe on campus.
What happened up there was a little bit tricky because imagine if you were the victim.
Mannequins had been propped in between chairs, placed in closets, and were even underneath beds. They were triaged during the simulation.
They tried to conceal them, and so a couple of them got missed. Some of these people were in closets trying to hide from a gunman.
And after reviewing the list of what was learned during a first run of the exercise, the call went out again, and crews made their way back to the high-rise residence hall for a second take at the make-believe mock run of a university campus active shooter scenario.
Clear.
237, we already got
open door right.
Reporting from the Valley View Towers on the campus at Utah State University in Logan, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.